USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Hunter Biden's ex-business associate, Cody Bobulinski, accused Democratic nominee Joe Biden of lying about his involvement in his family's overseas dealings. He made the claim 90 minutes before Thursday's presidential debate.
I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden.
The U.S. Navy veteran said he was introduced to Joe Biden on May 2, 2017 by Hunter Biden and the lawmaker's brother, Jim Biden. President Donald Trump used the drug when he was diagnosed with COVID-19 and recovered rather quickly. As mortality rates over COVID-19 continue to dissipate in America, the FDA has approved the antiviral remdesivir. Gilead, the drug maker, said the FDA approval was based on data that showed the drug cut hospitalizations by 5 days. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Democrat Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had a colorful exchange Thursday after the vote to advance Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Despite Democrats' boycott of the Judicial Committee's vote on Barrett, Chairman Lindsey Graham pushed forward with the vote, resulting in a 12-0 turnout.
I am here to stand with my colleagues on the Judiciary Committee who are boycotting today's committee markup on the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. This is not a decision the members of the committee have taken lightly. But a Republican majority has left us no choice. We are boycotting this illegitimate hearing.
To call this process illegitimate is being too kind, Schumer said. Senator Graham has broken the rules of the committee to move forward with a vote on the judge. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
NASA hitched a ride on a near-Earth asteroid. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
NASA says it's landed a spacecraft on the near-Earth asteroid Bennu and collected a sample. The agency showed images Wednesday of the OSIRIS-REx craft making a touchdown on the rock, kicking up dust with a blast from a tank of nitrogen, and taking a 60-gram sample. OSIRIS-REx traveled for more than 2 years to get to Bennu, which is more than 200 million miles away from Earth. The craft orbited the asteroid for more than 2 years, taking observations before descending to the surface to take its sample. NASA scientists will determine if the craft collected a large enough sample this weekend. If so, the craft will head back to Earth, where it's expected to return in fall 2023.
Enterprise Technology Research, or ETR, says the percentage of workers around the world that is permanently working from home is expected to double in 2021 as productivity has increased. ETR surveyed about 1,200 chief information officers from around the world across different industries. The CIOs also expressed increased optimism about business prospects in 2021, as they see an increase in tech budgets by 2.1%, compared with a 4.1% decline this year due to the lockdowns triggered by the pandemic. The survey said IT decision makers expect permanent remote work to double to 34.4% of their company's workforce in 2021, as compared to 16.4% before the COVID-19. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.